Hey friends, I finally got around to doing another Blackbird Unfiltered Conversation podcast. It's been a while, it's been a crazy year, but my friend Danielle joined me and we just kind of on a whim and as an experiment wanted to start sharing our thoughts about initially starting our own businesses. We don't know where it's going to go and we're just kind of going to go topic by topic. And you can listen if you like. We'd love to hear your comments and have you participate as well. And we'll probably be throwing out some questions for you. Another thing to note is by the end of this particular episode, we decided that it was kind of better unedited. And we wanted to show our process as truthfully as we could, which means let's not edit all this stuff and even make this podcast sound like it's perfect because, you know, we're all just kind of figuring things out. So have a listen and share your feedback with us in any way that you can. And it is called Blackbird Unfiltered Conversations. I've been hanging out with Danielle here. None of you know who she is. Some of you might.
Maybe.
But she's a friend and a client and an amazing person and entrepreneur. And we're in here a couple times a week just talking about life and things. And some of the stuff we end up talking about, it's not only hilarious, but it's like I think other people need to hear this. Like, I think we're talking about, not that we're amazing and you need to hear us. It's that we're talking about things that everybody else is probably talking about in a really candid way. And we kind of just want to bring it out to you guys. This is all an experiment.
This is not planned.
This is not planned. I don't know if you could tell. But, and here's my dog, Kevin, too, by the way. She just wanted to be a part of it, so here she is. So the way we decided to start this madhouse is we're just going to start. We're just going to start talking about it. And if you guys are interested, then you'll keep listening. And if you're not, you won't. And we'll just see what happens. So we decided to come up with a theme.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a theme, and we will talk about it together.
And we
don't
want
know
people
what we're
to
saying.
Reply
yes.
back because we don't want to feel like the only people that are
just kind of sitting here in the
being
void
vulnerable.
Talking.
Yeah.
Yes. And the key word would be vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's called unfiltered conversations because our goal in this is to not filter ourselves and to say what we really think. Even if it's not going to land well, maybe someone would disagree. Maybe it makes us look super dumb. We're just going to say it. And then maybe more people will do that, and because I have found that saying the things you're embarrassed about and just talking about all the stuff tends to bring us all together and allows for solutions.
Yeah.
Okay, so the theme today is shine and, was it shine and hide?
Hide and shine.
Hide and shine?
Yeah, I think that's
it. Hide and shine. Do we start over?
No. keep going.
No, I can edit this.
It's
I
good.
Know.
No, I yes. like it. Keep going.
The theme is hide
explain
and shine.
What that means.
And what does it mean, hide and shine? Because normally it's hide and seek, right?
Yeah.
I'm calling it hide and shine because what we're both doing is trying to find our own way in the world and start businesses that we want to start. And we have both already started this. But what we have found is that we are very much hiding in the process.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have our guest. Our guest is here. Wait, what's the guy that sits on the couch for Conan? Andy?
Sure.
Andy's here. No, you're Andy. Am I Andy? Anyway.
Kevin's here. Video.
By choice.
Nice.
So the theme today is, I don't like Hide and Shine anymore. Well, this has to be edited out, this little chunk.
Okay.
I feel like I should start over entirely.
No, Danielle. I disagree with you. Trust me, you will do this 20 times.
Yes.
And 20 times later, you'll be like, fuck it, just keep going.
It was fine. Okay. So, what's the theme I'm getting stuck on? The theme...
So you want a better...
Yeah, a better way of describing it. Hiding while you're shining.
What are hiding things?
Shining solo. Nobody can see your shining.
Maybe just shining and at all.
Stop.
At all.
Please stop looking. I love you. Stop looking.
I am going to pause it for just 1 second. Shine. Oh, here she comes.
No.
Kevin's got to be shining.
Kevin's like, and action.
And scene. Oh, it's because there's a dog right there.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Good call. See, that's why she has to be on the leash.
All right, we're focusing.
We are.
We're back.
And so the
vibe
is so.
We are back.
3, 2, and we're back. Oh,
she's gonna take down the light.
Kevin. So the theme today is shining and why we are afraid to shine. What does it mean to shine? This is my dog.
It's your husband.
Thank you. Yes.
Technical difficulty.
Take three.
Take. We can do this.
Stop.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Stop.
So what we're talking about today is shining.
Shining.
Shining and why we are afraid to shine. What is shining? What are we defining as shining? So I would define shining as when I'm genuinely feeling like I want to express something or do a thing or give, but for some reason I am pausing and cutting and stopping myself saying, this is bragging, this is all ego, you're so into yourself, or the other side of the coin is, you suck at this, you're never going to be good. The voices that creep in when you're trying to naturally shine, as we all do and should, the voices that creep in and tell you not to. And is it our own voice or what is it?
Yeah, judgment from other people.
Yeah, why?
What are they going to think? And are they going to think it's stupid? And
what is your definition of shining?
I think, like you said, just like authentically getting excited about something, but not letting the fear of judgment cloud that and diminish it. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, and then
I'm still learning what it is too.
I'm still,
yeah.
I hope by the time I'm 60, I got it. But there's something about our culture has sort of twisted it to where being really good at something or starting something on your own, there's kind of this onslaught of, or maybe it's just natural that when you start trying to do your own business, your own thing, your own t-shirt business, your own personal training business, whatever your thing is. I have a friend that wants to start a comic book store or whatever. And you see these people and you're like, yes, that's amazing. You should do that. And then you see them stop or not do it. Or
you tell them to do it, but then you're not doing it yourself. You're like, you are so amazing and I support you.
Look at you shine.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what we decided to talk about today, because I see Danielle, she's doing so many things and she has like multiple businesses, like for real, that are making money. Like she's doing it. And she won't tell anyone.
No.
She's like, and I'm like, look at you doing these things. It's amazing. Look how happy everyone is. And she's like,
no, and I get to experience working out with you and see what you do for everybody, and I want you to like scream from the rooftops about
right.
it, and like
right.
banners hey, in the sky. And,
hey,
yeah.
And then when and so we're here encouraging each other, and like
we're like, you're amazing,
hiding
yeah.
everywhere. And I see clear as day that she just needs to whoo go for it. I see nothing but just amazingness. And what do you see in the tunnel?
For myself?
Yes. What is your...
Everybody's judging me. Everybody's saying that's been done, that's overdone. Why is she wasting her time doing this? How many things are you doing? Like, true. That's something I feel like is hard for me, because I feel like I have like all these little things, because mm-hmm. I'm like, we've talked about this, like the hustle of like, make a couple bucks over here and this thing. I just like creative and I like doing creative things, yeah. But I feel like there's a judgment of like, can you pick something and like, yeah. pick a lane? Like, do you really need to do 47 things?
Yes,
and
you
are
do.
You doing any of them well? I mean,
yes,
that's what I mean.
Do.
Like,
who cares?
I know, but I care. I that's
it.
My
I
problem.
Just, no, you
do you see the judgment coming from this exact judgment that we're speaking
yeah.
of? But at the same time, it is, he's right.
Yeah.
That we stop ourselves. And so maybe the question is like, why do we stop ourselves, or what could we do when we find ourselves stuck in this? I can tell you right now,
yeah.
I believe in what in my services for others more than anything.
Yeah.
It is, I have worked so hard to try to provide this for people. And now I'm right here doing it. And I find myself just part of me trying to make it smaller, because for me it feels like, well, if it isn't good enough, that's on you. And you know, you put your face on it, you really put yourself out there. If it all falls apart, then do we?
Right.
You know, and the truth is we probably don't. And the truth is you probably have to reinvent things all the time as you go.
What do you think people are saying about you? What's your internal dialogue that you, the negative that you're telling yourself?
Let me put my hood on for this.
Your shroud.
So a lot of this isn't just what I think. It's like things I've heard.
Oh, you've actually heard it.
Oh, no. No, it's, I've heard pieces of judgment that I
oh, okay.
seem to piece together
okay.
as why I will fail.
Okay.
So these are things like, I didn't go to college for exercise sports, and I haven't gotten every cert, and I didn't start this until I was 30 something. So who do I think I am?
Yeah.
What am I going to bring, and how am I going to do it any better than anyone else? And that stopped me for a very long time. I can take the hood off now. Reveal yourself. Oh, and I don't dye my hair anymore. Look at these grays.
I like it.
So,
you got cool gray though.
A little
it's
bit.
Like, it's not like gray, like that's how I would go gray. It's like,
well, it was gut. That for a bit,
but
it
no,
was
you have
that
like the cool every other strip. That's the kind of gray I, if I was going gray like that, I would embrace.
So I should embrace,
but I have like the weird,
your gray is gross and mine is good.
Yeah. That's not true. Okay, sorry.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh,
yes,
and so this pandemic, this whole thing that has happened that has been earth-shattering for a lot of people and surprisingly not much effective to others, but I think that depends on a lot of other things, doesn't it? But because the gym I worked at was, it was no longer there. I was home. Like, what do? When everything's removed, you kind of get a chance to reinvent yourself and really try things. So I started, I had to work with these people in my own way. There was no one telling me what to do but me. And I just went for it. And over the course of this now almost 2 years,
yeah.
I mean, I have people still with me. I have people that have transformed during the pandemic physically that I didn't even work with in person. And these people doing these amazing things because all of the other shit is cleared out of the way.
Well, you want everybody to feel like that. Because, like, I come and I love being here, and I like leave and I go home and I'm like, I can do anything. And like, you want other people to feel that way, but it's like, how do you get that point across to other people? Like, it's really fun over here. Come
right.
Come here. I don't.
Well, and if we're bringing it all the way back around, like, let's say I was never doing this,
yeah.
that I never got to the point where I was like, okay, maybe I won't be the best, but I'm going to go for it. I'm going to see what I can do. I know I care.
Yeah.
I know they don't have anyone else helping them right now. So what wrong could happen?
Yeah.
And then just the amazing things that my clients are doing right now, that's what I needed to know that I could go forward.
I can see that.
But if we never let ourselves do, the big scary thing. We wouldn't be here if I didn't
I just kept making excuses for myself.
Oh yes,
that was part of the game. So if I didn't just finally text Lonnie and say like, it's time.
I'm officially. I officially hurt when I'm just sitting, and I can't take it anymore. And you tiptoe to me. It's like the waves. This waves. I have people that are.
I know. I kept coming in, and then I'd be like, "No, I'm good. I can do it myself.
I got this. I got. I don't feel so bad today."
No. Then I was finally just like, "This is stupid." And now I feel so good. And like I said, I just wish. I just want other people to feel good too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and what I must say. If you weren't making t-shirts, yeah, she's making t-shirts. I'm gonna say it. Look at this shirt, you guys. This is one of the best movie scenes.
What is it for the people that can't see?
If you don't know what this is, I don't want to know you. I don't want to know you. I'm kidding.
Watching a video. They're gonna be listening
to okay, for those that aren't watching, thank you. Oh, for those that aren't, look how mad it is. Yeah. He's so mad at me. For those that aren't watching, it is a picture. It's a shirt with Anthony Michael Hall from Breakfast Club with the pen in his lip that he's trying to connect under the nose. We all know that scene.
That was a good demo.
And she very casually, she's like, I have this thing that I'm doing. It's like so dumb. And I go, look, Muted Thread.
Yes. Etsy. Well, that's why we get along so well, because we both love movies. And
she's trying to distract right now.
No, I'm saying, like, I think it started the conversation with us because we both like quoting movies, all this ridiculousness. So that's why I did this, because I wanted to wear things that were like references, but not like Breakfast Club.
Wear
like,
things
I didn't want
that were
to like say that across the
shirt. Subtly amazing.
Yeah. So I was like trying to come up with like unique ideas.
Dude.
And it's such a like conversation starter.
Yeah. And for how long have you been doing this and telling no one?
I'd say I officially, maybe like 2 months? It took a long time
to get it going.
All the content.
Well, because by the way, she's hand sketching all of this.
Well, and then like people will be like, oh my gosh, I love that. And I'm like, isn't it cool? And then I,
why does she go?
I don't tell anybody about any of it. I can't.
I
know. I can't do it. I'm just like,
this is my brand.
Which, and I feel like I want to show everyone. I've already bought like 2 or 3 shirts,
so
and
sweet.
I'm like sitting
friend.
On my. I'm not a good friend.
No, you are.
I love the shirt.
That's compliment to buy it and then wear it.
I'm not buying this because I'm your friend. I have so many friends that have businesses. I'm like, no, not for me. These t-shirts are everything.
You're sweet.
I'm not sweet. It's true. Do you see what we do? You're such a good friend. The only reason you like these shirts is because we're friends. Like, no.
Sorry, I have this annoying coughing.
What are some of the other ones?
I just want people to go look Muted Thread on Etsy.
It's on Etsy, yes.
It's on Etsy, and she's like, I'm not even promoting it. I don't know how they're selling. And I'm like, because they're amazing. Can I just... Okay, and that's not even our only business, but let's try to come up with some sort of take home. The biggest thing I've learned through this is it's all part of it. That wall that you come up to when you're about to do this big thing by yourself, or even sometimes smaller things, whatever it is, starting something on your own that you believe in, that, and even if there's competitors, that's even more, you know, mixed up. But every single person has something to contribute, not even with career, just in any way. If there's something that you're wanting to do, something that you feel called to do, anything, as the dumber the better, the more out there the better, because that's you,
your
thing to give. No one else can make shirts like you. Like, no one else can take pictures like you. No one else can do what I do in my style of life coaching. And if we all held back and never went for it, think about the people that are changing the world right now. I mean, there's so many that are putting themselves out there and going for it despite all their imposter syndrome, Maybe they, and here's the thing, you're probably gonna mess up. And you're supposed to, because that's how, you know, that's how you learn, trial and error. How can we do this? When you're putting yourself, your heart on a plate there, it's like, oh gosh, I'm offering kind of me, my creativity, all of that. And I would just say, you have to do it. You have to do it.
Well, and knowing you're not for everyone, like, yes. You'll find your people. Like,
oh gosh.
I mean, I have friends who don't watch movies, like, at all. I don't know how we're friends, but yeah, I mean, they're not my people. But
no, and they are fine as they are.
Yeah. And there are people that want to go to a box gym or are looking for...
Yeah.
But you're going to attract the people that you want, because I just wish more people would come in, because it's just so much fun to be here. And like, I don't feel like I'm working out. I feel like I'm just talking to my friend the whole time.
Well, I try to sprinkle in a little jokes here and there when, yeah, like, things are rough.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
yeah,
laughter is the best coping mechanism. We talk about that all the time.
Yes.
But I just think the self-doubt is huge for all of us. And I think the more we talk, the people that are, you're doing successful things, I'm watching you, and you're still holding on to that. And we feel like we have to kind of hide that and be like, I get fake it till you make it. I get that. But maybe we should talk about what's hard. Talk about what comes up as we're trying to make it.
Yeah.
Because,
well, maybe there's something that somebody that's watching this has a suggestion of.
Yeah.
What they did to push through. Or...
Right. Because we're in it. We're no expert. We are far from it. Yeah. We are just a couple of people trying to follow our dreams and talking about it really candidly. And we'll let you know how it goes. If it all falls apart, we'll just start with something else. Or we'll just keep our conversations to ourselves. But anything else you want to add?
You can do it.
That's all we needed. You can do it.
That was good.
That's all I got. What do I have to leave us with? I say the scarier it is, the more it calls you. Just go towards it. Walk right up to it.
Yeah.
Pretty much almost everything everything I've confronted that I was afraid of was always smaller than I thought when I stared it in the face. So,
and you never regret it.
You don't. Yeah. You don't regret. I've failed. I've reinvented.
You always learned from it. Even if it didn't work.
Yes. Yeah. So we are going to continue forging ahead. This was a big step.
Yes.
Saying the name.
It was.
Saying the name of your business.
People truly don't understand.
And I am going to go out on a limb and say there's probably a lot of people that are glad they are hearing this right now. That maybe it'll inspire them to be like, okay, it's normal to feel like I'm a nervous
wreck. Well,
and
don't just watch it. Like, give us feedback. Tell us what you're doing, because we don't have
any advice for us.
We need it.
Should we stop? Are we stressed?
Shut up.
I think about this all the time, too. Am I stressing myself out too much? Is this too much work? What is the work and reward level? So, any insights, we're all ears. And we'll just keep talking until you guys stop listening. And the next topic, we don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Give us one. We don't know when it's coming. Yeah. And muted threads. See you next time.
Thanks for listening.